I've just gotten chatting to Emma Crossan from Visceral Business about art, quite paradoxically, and making a difference with data. So why are you here today? What brought you here?
I think the whole point that Emma made about making data open, which restores trust in organisations and starts to create ways that people can get together and fix things, is part of a cultural and commercial and operational way of improving the way we do things at the moment. And what we do is help organisations make that transition. And in terms of what the state is, in terms of the view towards open data, is obviously a really important part of that.
Okay, and what have you found most intriguing about this morning's sessions? What's kind of really opened your eyes?
I came today with the sense of looking at, well, how far have we been able to go? Because I was at the first session that Emma had with the developers about what is it that we can do, what is it the developers would need, what have we got available, and how is that being adopted as a way of doing things? And I was really interested. I've seen some sort of great things around the Birmingham Civic data and the fact that, and My Police was fantastic, great presentation, the fact that people are beginning to show interesting ways that it's easy to adopt the use of open data and do something with it that's not the life-threatening scenario that a lot of bureaucrats would think it to be.
Yeah.
I think this is a very important step change that I've seen today that I haven't seen before.
I mean, from my experience, kind of hearing the talks this morning, it seemed like a lot of problems people were foreseeing actually became opportunities.
Yes.
So the things, the problems of data saying being inaccurate, you know, when they released inaccurate data, they found that openness was greeted with users wanting to help put that right rather than attack for that inaccuracy. So that seemed quite interesting.
Absolutely. And what I do is get involved a lot in the sort of deeper issues of organisational change. So that transformational ability that data has, one of the principles we use is, well, work with the force that's coming towards you. Think about the operating model that you've got now, which is not that. Work with the force that's coming towards you, and how can you start to do that in a relatively safe way? Well, it's to understand what the nature of that is. So the openness of data really helps propel that ability to take on board what people really want, user-centric opportunities, and start to find interesting creative ways that we can then start to manage how that gets done.
And what sessions are you looking to go through this afternoon? We've got a few workshops this afternoon.
I'm going to go to, was it Sarah Dawson?
Sarah Drummond. My Police, she's
ever
so good.
I'm going to go to hers.
Yeah, I think I will too.
Yeah, I think this is where it gets really interesting, is, as she said, sort of citizens who want to participate, and it's all about how can we enable that participation. Citizens who want to participate, who've got their own ideas to bring to it, own lenses and perspectives to bring to it. And I think she's got a great way of being able to explain to people what they can do with the data, and also encourage ideas that come from just working with people to help what we do with data get better.
Okay, well, I'll probably see you in there then. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Cheers.
Cheers.